This is the news in brief from the United Nations. In the western part of the Iraqi city of Mosul, food and fuel supplies are dwindling, markets and shops have closed, running water scarce, and electricity is either intermittent or cut off in many neighborhoods. That's according to recent surveys by the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, in the country. Iraq's second city was captured by ISIL or Daesh extremists in mid-2014. And with military operations to retake western Mosul beginning, aid organizations are warning that tens of thousands of families are at extreme risk. Farhan Haq, the UN deputy spokesperson, has more.
Few, if any, commercial supplies have reached Mosul during the past 3 months after the main road to Syria was cut off. Informants report that nearly half of all food shops have closed. Humanitarian agencies are rushing to prepare for the humanitarian impact of the military campaign. Emergency sites are being constructed south of the city, and stocks of life-saving supplies are being pre-positioned for the 250,000 to 400,000 civilians who may flee.
The western part of the city is still under Daesh control, with 750,000 civilians trapped there. Lise Grandi, the UN humanitarian coordinator for Iraq, said the situation is distressing. The government of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, or DRC, is being urged to take immediate steps to halt widespread human rights violations, including apparent summary executions by the country's armed forces. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zedrat al-Hussein, made the call on Monday following reports of a deterioration of the security situation in Kasai and Lomami provinces. Horrific video footage emerged over the weekend, apparently showing armed forces of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, or FARDC, soldiers shooting repeatedly and without warning at men and women who reportedly belong to the Kamuna Sapu Militia in Mwenza Sapu village. The alleged troops fired at point-blank range at unarmed victims as they lay bleeding on the ground. The UN peacekeeping mission MONUSCO said it was not in a position to verify the origin and authenticity of the video. However, the DRC government spokesperson and Minister of Communication, Lambert Mende, stated that the FARDC officers are under judicial investigation for their behavior during recent fighting in the village. UN High Commissioner Zaid called for an independent, impartial, and transparent investigation to be launched to shed light on what happened and to ensure those responsible are held fully accountable. Jocelyn Zambira, United Nations.